Welcome back. This is segment 2 of camera controls. The last control we're going to talk about is aperture. So once you set your ISO, it's up to you whether you want to set the shutter speed next or the aperture next, depending on whether you want to control motion with the shutter speed or you want to control depth of field with the aperture. Aperture is also the same as f-stop, and it is controlled through your lens. There's an opening in your lens that opens and closes depending on what f-stop you set it on. So your f-stops typically begin at 2, 2.8, 4, 5.6, 8, 11, 16, 22, and 32. Those are your standard f-stops, even though most of your cameras do 1/3 stops in between. And that's why you have a lot more f-stops to choose from than just those I mentioned. But for this course, I want you guys to stick with your standard f-stops and not the 1/3 increments to keep it simple. So just like shutter speeds that have two jobs, apertures also have two jobs. The primary job, of course, is to manipulate light. When you set an aperture of f-stop 2, you are opening up the diameter in your lens wide open. That lets in a lot of light into the sensor. But when you close it down to the extreme of f32, then you're closing down that hole and you're letting in a lot less light. I think you're starting to get the picture where there are more ways to screw up the exposure of your image than there are right ways, because the combination of manipulating light with ISO, shutter speed, and aperture, depending on what you have those set on, either takes away light or gives back light. Now these three settings, ISO, shutter speed, and aperture, they all work together to form a correct exposure. The term is reciprocity. We measure light in stops. All three of those controls are measured in stops of light. So take, for example, ISO. If you go from 400 ISO to 800 ISO, that's one stop of light. If you go from 1/25th of a second to 2/50th of a second, that is one stop of light. With your aperture, if you go from 2.8 f-stop and you close it down one stop to 4, that is one stop of light. So all of these in between your standard stops are the exact same light. It's like one cup in a measuring cup. Whoever invented photography did a really nice job on simplifying the measurement. And we measure light in increments of stops. Going back to aperture, when you're setting your aperture, you're opening or closing that diameter of the hole in your camera lens. So it's created through the lens for most cameras. So at f2.8, that's a big hole, and that lets in a lot of light. But as you close it down, you're letting in less light. Now, I was saying that aperture has two jobs. The second job is depth of field. That's when you control what's in focus and what's out of focus in the entire image. Of course, your main subject is always going to be in focus, but what you can control is the focusing of the foreground and the background as well. That is called depth of focus. So if you're shooting sports and you just want to isolate the stopped action and you want the background to be out of focus, then you'll be shooting with a fast shutter speed and a wide open aperture, because the two types of depth of fields on the extreme are shallow depth of field, which is when your aperture is wide open at 2 or 4, and your wide depth of field, which is when your aperture is closed down. It's 16, 22, or 32. So not only do you have to worry about controlling the light that's letting in to your sensor through your lens, but you also have to worry about your depth of field. So I think you're getting an idea on how complicated photography can be if you're doing it right and you're doing it manually. You are controlling all of three of these controls to get a properly exposed picture depending on reading 18% gray and then setting your three controls. I am not going to cover metering in this lesson. That will be in another lesson that I will post shortly. So the main thing that you need to concentrate on for the next week or two is to learn the numbers. You learn your ISOs, you learn your shutter speeds, and you learn your standard f-stop numbers. Once you understand those numbers, then you can begin to understand how to manipulate light, control motion, and control your depth of field. I will cover this in class at Wayne State University, and I will also cover this during chat for Kent State. That is the end of this lesson. Thank you very much for hanging till the end.